Shalom. Today's Daf Yomi is Pesachim Daf Tzadi Tes, Pesachim 99. We learned in the Mishnah on Tzadi Chesam Abeis that if a group had lost their Pesach and they designated another person to go and search for their Pesach, and then some confusion had arisen as to which Pesach had been slaughtered first, and we could have all sorts of problems if you don't know which one was slaughtered first, that the one that they had designated for themselves has to be brought to the Beis HaSreif. It has to be burnt because you're not sure if they were on the initial Pesach or on the latter Pesach. So the Gemara says, under these circumstances, Tana Rabbanan, the Gemara says, we learned in a Braisa, in a circumstance where there's a Chabura that lost their Pesach and one of them went out to search for it. If Amar Lahan, if he said to them that if he's late, he says that. If he'll be late, then his agency will be for the purpose of the Pesach. And then the Amru lo, and they said to him that if he'll find the Pesach, then he will be their shliach to slaughter the Pesach for them. Ochel, then the shliach can eat from it. Whereas the rest of the group, min harishon. Then the shliach, and each one of them can eat from the first Pesach. And the second one was burnt. But let's say lo amar lahen v'lo amru lo. Let's say none of them said anything to the other person, meaning to say they didn't say to the second one that go out and be our agent to go slaughter the Pesach. Then einon achrayin zelazen. Then they're not responsible for each other, but rather each one could eat from the korban Pesach. So in the first circumstance, he could eat from the first one, but they can't. And whereas if they hadn't said anything to him, then they can both eat from it. Meaning to say, by saying something, they messed it all up. So we see from here, says the Gemara on the top of Tzadi Tes Amud Aleph, Mikan Amru Chachamim. From here, the rabbi said, Yafesh Shesiko Chachamim, that being silent is good for the wise, because if they had said to each other to be the shliach for the korban Pesach, then everybody would eat from the one that was slaughtered first, and then the second one would have to be burnt. But if they didn't know, then they wouldn't be able to eat from the first one. But if they didn't know, and if they didn't say anything to each other at all, then both of them could be brought, and both of them could be eaten, because they're not responsible for each other, and everybody could eat from whichever one they wanted to. So we see from here that if they had been quiet, it would have been a much better thing. And so says the Gemara, and the Gemara concludes this statement with the idea, Kal v'chomer with tipshim, if being quiet is good for the wise people, then for sure it's going to be good for the fools. As it states in Mishlei, Evil mecharish chacham yechashev, that if a foolish person is going to hold their tongue and be silent, he's going to be considered to be wise. Meaning to say, even a foolish person who's silent, he's not going to be considered foolish. He's going to be considered smart. And Rabbeinu Yonah explains that by the foolish person staying quiet, he's going to say that he's acting like a wise person, because a wise person always basically turns their ear to listen, and he doesn't always rush to reveal his knowledge. Like this, the Sefer Hasidim says that if people are having a discussion, the foolish person is always going to say his opinion, because the wise person will let other people speak and he'll learn what they have to say. He already knows what he has to say. So that's kind of along that same line. The another explanation, Mitzudis David says, no, we have to just read the verse as follows, that if somebody's able to be silent, then even the foolish person will not add on something else to add to his foolishness, will be considered wise, because he did something smart by not adding on to his foolishness. The Kol Ramaz explains that really somebody who's just generally a foolish person, if he's quiet, he's not going to be considered wise, but at least, at the very least, not everybody's going to see just how silly he is. So that's also a big step. But it's specifically in our situation that the foolish person is going to be considered wise, because in this circumstance, silence is considered an act of wisdom, because by him being silent, both of them could eat from the korban Pesach. And he says, and the Kol Ramaz explains, what is the Kal v'chomer here? That we say, Yafesh Hasiko L'chacham, that Silence is good for the wise person because he's going to benefit from his silence, because he's going to be able to eat from his Karm Pesach. And for sure, Kavah Chomer, is it going to be good for the foolish person? Because aside from the fact that he's going to benefit from eating the Karm Pesach, he's also going to benefit from the fact that he's going to be considered under these circumstances to be wise. So therefore, it's a double benefit. That's another explanation. Another explanation we see is from Rabbeinu Moshe Maran, and he says as follows: that what's the that the main thing of silence, the main benefit of silence for the foolish person, and also the fact that the foolish person is benefited by remaining silent, it comes from the fact that the main thing is to, the main reason why the foolish person holds his tongue is to show that even though he's foolish, if he'll be silent, that'll be wise. Meaning to say, even if he doesn't have so many other things going for him in life, at least he knows how to be silent, that nobody ever got in trouble from being silent. And so therefore, that's another explanation, that even if he has nothing else, at least be silent.